It's another thing to actually be listening to the show when we call out the names. I'm doing one right now. Kristen, sorry, messed it up already. Should have rehearsed it. Dang it.
Dang it.
Try it with the finger snap and point.
What's up, Greg?
Pay your bills.
Pick up the phone.
Call this number.
1-800-KID-LIVE.
KIDDLIVE.
Okay, that's, Shannon, I shouldn't say that. Because when people hear that, they're just going to call. And that's going to keep the person from getting through. We shouldn't tell them to call before we say what it is. We should say, here's the name, and then call. Because now, look at the lines.
These people should pay attention.
Oh, really?
And
so it's their fault.
Until they're told what to do.
This is your whole philosophy on producing, isn't it?
What?
It's the listener's fault.
They have some responsibility in this relationship.
They have very, little,
the billboard, dog.
Little responsibility. Just know that they're groggy. They just woke up. And if you say, call 1-800-KID-LIVE, they're going to call.
And these are the greedy people.
They don't
even know
why.
What they're calling for.
They're not greedy.
Yes, they are. Greedy, greedy, greedy.
Oh.
Why do you hate listeners?
Because they apparently hate me.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe. Okay, let's see. Hello, Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
Calling because they
took
the call.
No,
we didn't
necessarily
say
your
name.
See, that's what's going to happen, Shannon. Do you see how I'm right about this? You don't give the number out before you say why you should call. Right?
Well, I mean, we give the number out all the time.
It'd be like if I sent you an invitation.
Please don't call.
Everybody come to my house for a strip search. You know, if I didn't tell you the strip search part, you know, it might change the way you feel about it. So don't give the number out before it's time.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
KIDDLIVE.
Make a call.
Don't make the call. Don't call. In fact, it should say, don't call.
Don't call now.
Unless your name is Christy Stratton. Shannon, you just made things just so hard on the phone screeners back there. Now they have to go through all these calls. I don't even know if I can get over this.
Try.
I'm going to need a minute. All right, Christy Stratton,
okay.
You have 10 minutes to try to get through these phone lines. Good luck to you. Christy Stratton, I'm going to pay off your electric bill, which is really high. So give us a call, 1-800-KID-LIVE.
Christy, that's 1-800.
Christy only.
Yes, only Christy Stratton, all right? 1-800-543-3548.
1-800-5-GEEK-IT is another way to dial it.
If I was a program director, you know what I would do? I wouldn't give out the number like that because it's going to be hard to get through. And then they're going to go, wow, I played your contest. You told me to call in. I tried to call. Busy, busy, busy. 10 minutes. I wouldn't even do it that way. You know what I would do?
What?
I would send them an email. That shows we really want to get
the
money.
The lines are cleared already. They're
I would
fine.
Send them an email and I would say, just called your name on the plastic payoff. What were we talking about 5 minutes ago? And it accomplishes the same thing. It shows them that shows us they're listening.
Which see, these are things that should be worked out off the air.
Oh.
All right. So I've
guys, take over for
okay.
a second.
All right.
Shannon, we're going to change the rules and how we're doing things. These are things that should be handled in that Monday
right.
meeting when a kid comes in all uppity with his hands in the air, waving around like he doesn't care.
Yeah, it's like
and if
no
he makes
deal.
Me call him Hova one more time, I am out of
here.
I hate him calling him Hova.
Another way.
I'm going to make him wear that tie all weekend long.
Doesn't he look like a cool Barney, though?
No, he looks like Duran Duran.
He
does kind of look like Barney.
Okay, if Barney joined Duran Duran.
Anymore.
As the sixth okay. member,
Barney with a tie on.
He's wearing that and his dress shoes.
I think so.
I broke up with you
why
months
can't
ago.
Why can't we do it over
purple.
There when they're not in the room?
We do it over there.
Are they done yet?
No, they're still
dramatic. Dude,
I love you. Wrong?
Okay, when we said work it out off the air, we're still on the air.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Just because you move over there.
We heard about your breakup and everything.
But we made lots of decisions for you while you were over there.
Oh, that was just for the radio.
Dang it.
Okay, what decisions did you make?
That you've got to wear that tie the entire weekend we're at Disney World.
Oh, God. I dress up a little bit for the kids' trip, and you guys are all over me for it.
And somebody said you look like a cool Barney.
That would be you, Jason.
So you're that guy that says somebody said when you said it.
And it was him.
That's so lame. Wow. Christy Stratton, 8 minutes left to call. Good luck to you. After Shannon gives out the number all left and right.
1-800-543-3548.
Let's talk to our last winner of the Pay Your Bills, who would have been the winner, but she couldn't get through in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I know.
I
know.
I know.
I know. It's Shannon. She gives out the number ahead of time, causing everyone to call. I know. I'm so sorry. You're going to lose the house now, aren't you? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry about that, babe.
Right.
It's just electricity.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what to say except to take it up with Shannon.
She can burn candles.
Yeah.
I know. I know. Yeah.
Poor thing.
How does that make you feel, Shannon? Knowing that she did everything she's supposed to do.
It makes me feel nothing. Yeah. She's got plenty of a chance to call right now. Call now, whatever your name. What's her name? Christy something.
Stratton.
Yep.
Stratton.
I don't think I've ever said to another human being, that makes me feel nothing.